And what may I do for you, sir? A stylish trimming of the hair? A soothing skin massage?
You see, sir, a man infatuate with love, her ardent and eager slave. So fetch the pomade and pomace stone, and lend me a more seductive tone. A sprinkling, perhaps, of French cologne, but first, sir, I think, a shave.
The closest I ever gave.
You're in a merry mood today, Mr. Todd.
'Tis your delights are catching fire from one man to the next.
'Tis true, sir, love can still inspire the blood to pound the heart's leap higher. What more?
What more can man require
than love, sir?
More than love, sir.
What, sir?
Women.
Ah, yes, women.
Pretty women.
Now then, my friend, now to your purpose. Patience, enjoy it. Revenge can't be taken in
make haste, and if we wed, you'll be commanded, sir.
My lord. And who may it be said is your intended, sir?
My ward. And pretty as a rosebud.
As pretty as her mother.
What? What was that?
Oh, nothing, sir. Nothing. May we proceed? Pretty women, fascinating, sipping coffee, dancing. Pretty women are a wonder. Pretty women sitting in the window or standing on the stair. Something in them cheers the air. Pretty women,
silhouetted,
stay within you,
glancing.
Stay forever,
breathing lightly.
Pretty women, pretty women, blowing up their candles, or combing out
their hair.
Even
when they leave you and vanish,
still
are there with you.
They're
there with you.
Our pretty women at the mirrors,
in their gardens,
letter writing,
flower picking,
weather watching,
how they make a man sing. Proof of heaven as you're living.
Pretty women, sir.
Pretty women.
Yes, to pretty women.
She says she'll marry me Sunday. Everything's set, we leave tonight. We'll be in Paris by Monday. Out of that heart, this tyrant's sight.